शं ग्लानिर भवति भारत अद्युतानं मधर्मशं तदात्मानं श्रीजाम्यहम् परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय शम्भभामि युगे युगे शम्भभामि युगे युगे हरेर्नाम हरेर्नाम हरेर्नामैव केवलम् कलौ नास्त्येव 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 गतिरन्यथा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे
Hare Krishna, and welcome to this weekly Krishna Consciousness program. And once again, I would like to invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28. At the temple every Sundays, we hold very special programs starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans, followed by puja of aarti of their lordships at 12:30. Then we have a discourse in Krishna consciousness, experiences and philosophy of Krishna consciousness, followed by Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And we finish the day's program with a vegetarian feast at 2:30. Please come along, join us, and find out for yourself what is Krishna consciousness all about. This week we are having, or for next 3 weeks, we are having very special program, which is called Jagannath Rath Yatra, or Jagannath Festival. Starting from today, Lord Jagannath goes out to give darshan. Normally, devotees come to the temple to have his darshan. But this time of the year, for next 3 weeks, Lord Jagannath will go out and give darshan to his devotees. Starting from today, at 11 o'clock, he'll be at Glenfields. He will be taking part in the Christmas parade or Santa parade. Next week, Saturday, he's in Blockhouse Bay, as well as Orewa. Please check up our website, Hare Krishna Auckland. Whoops, the website for all the details. When we are sick, we go and see a doctor. But when we are very sick, the doctor comes to our residence and sees us. Similarly, when we are materialistic. We go to a temple to have darshan of their lordships and prayer to the Lord. But when we are very sick, the Jagannath, the Lord, comes out and sees us. But in Puri, where the Lord Jagannath temple is in India, the original temple, only Hindus or the local Hindus are allowed to go inside the temple. Nobody else are allowed inside, not even Hindus who have been to overseas, who reside in overseas. So people question, if he is Lord of Jagannath, Lord Jagannath means the Lord of the universe. If he is the Lord of the universe, then why can't we have darshan of him? Everybody should be allowed to have darshan of him if he is the Lord of the universe. So he's the Lord of everybody. So Lord Jagannath says, don't worry, I'll come out and give you darshan. The temple in Puri is only closed for 2 hours every day, because the Lord is busy giving darshan to everybody and anybody who comes inside. And it is said that for that 2 hours, when the doors are closed, the Lord gives darshan to the demigods who comes from the heavenly planets and has darshan of their lordship. If you go to any temple, or Lord Jagannath's temple, I'm talking about Lord Jagannath's temple here, his eyes are always open. There's no eyelid. The reason being, he doesn't want to miss any of his devotees. You know why? You know, when we blink, it's possible we can miss someone. Even the eyes of any deities in any temple, they never close. It's always open. But Lord Jagannath's eyes are very big, and it's round, so that he has got a bigger vision to see his devotees. How wonderful and how merciful is the Lord. Lord Chaitanya gave us Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But Lord Jagannath gives us Mahaprasad. You go to Jagannath Puri and you get prasad. The distribution of prasad starts with Narad Muni. He wanted to have Lord Vishnu's Mahaprasad, but nobody is allowed that. Remember, Lakshmi Devi saves Mahavishnu. And one day, when she saved Mahavishnu, the Lord Vishnu told Lakshmi Devi, Mangshiva, you don't give the remnants of my prasad to anyone. At one time, Narad aspired to get Mahaprasad, and he thought the only way I can get Mahaprasad is to please Lakshmi. So he went to Vaikuntha and started saving Lakshmi. He saved her for a long time, and when Lakshmi Devi was pleased with Narad's service, he asked Narad, She asked Narad, "You have been serving me very loyally. What can I give you in return?" And Nara said, "I want only one thing." "What is that?" "I want the Lord's prasad." And Lakshmi remembered, "Oh my goodness, just the other day Lord told me not to distribute or give prasad, the remnants of his prasad, to anybody." Lakshmi was in a dilemma. He said, already promised Nara that I will give you whatever you want. So she told Narad, "Okay, hang around. I'll work out something." The next day when she went to serve Mahavishnu, Lord Vishnu, she was quite remorseful because she cannot fulfill the desire of her devotee. Lord noticed Lakshmi wasn't very, very happy, so he asked her, "Why are you sad? What's the problem?" And so Lakshmi told me that I cannot fulfill my promise. What is the promise that you cannot fulfill?" So Lakshmi Devi said, "I've promised Narad to give him anything, and he is asking for your Mahaprasad. And now, just yesterday, you told me not to give Mahaprasad to anyone. So now I'm in a great dilemma. How can I fulfill my promise?" So Lord Vishnu told Lakshmi that, "Okay, the only way you can take some prasad away from me and give it to Narad is when I'm not looking, watching at my prasad, you can take it away, and that way you can give it to Narad." So while Lord Vishnu was looking away, Lakshmi Devi took away his prasad plate and gave Narad the remnants. When Narad ate the remnants of Lord's prasad, he became very ecstatic. He started jumping and singing, and he was all over the place. He was so happy because he got Lord's prasad. He was so happy and ecstatic that he didn't know where he was going. He ended up in Kailash and still dancing there. Lord Shiva asked him, "What's gone wrong with you? What is the problem? Why are you so ecstatic? Why are you jumping?" And Narada said, "I just had some Mahaprasad of Lord Vishnu." So Lord Shiva asked him, "Where's my share? You are my brother. We always have association together. We share things, share Lord's pastimes. Give me my Mahaprasad." And Narada stopped and was taken aback because he did not bring any Mahaprasad for Lord Shiva. I said, "Sorry, I was so ecstatic, I was so taken away that I ate everything. Sorry, I did not bring anything." Lord Shiva said, no, check your hands, there must be something left over." "No, I washed my hand, there's nothing left over." Check, still check. "So check your fingertips, there's nothing was there." And she said, "Check your fingernails, something may be lost there." So there was one grain of rice of Mahaprasad in Narada's fingertip, in the nails.
Lord Shiva took that out and he ate, and Lord Shiva also started dancing and he went on Tando Nirta. Tando Nirta is when the time of devastation comes, Lord Shiva starts dancing, doing his Tando Nirta, and he destroys the whole universe. So he started doing that. Everybody, the demigods, the Brahma, everybody got worried. This is not the time of devastation. What's going on? Why Lord Shiva is on his stand on earth? Lord Brahma got very worried because he creates all these things. And now he realized that he was worried that he have to recreate all this. What's gone wrong with Lord Shiva? He's not supposed to do this. This time, it's not time for annihilation. They went and asked Lord Shiva. They stopped him and asked him, what's going on? Why are you in your destroying Tando Nirta at this and untimely? What's going on? At that time, Parvati, Lord Shiva's consort, also came there because she realized that Lord Shiva is doing the destroying Tando Nirta. She came in there, and when she heard that Lord Shiva had Mahavishnu's prasad, she asked for it. Oh, where's my share? Oh, I'm sorry. There was only one grain of rice and I ate it. Sorry, I did not save anything for you. Parvati got very remorse. And Lord Shiva, not just to hate to insult, Lord Shiva said, besides that, you don't deserve it. That blew up Parvati. She left Kailash, went to Lord Vishnu, and complained to him, how come I don't deserve your prasad? How is it possible that Narada and Lord Shiva deserves your prasad and I don't deserve your prasad? This is insulting. This is not... You're supposed to be unbiased. Why are you biased towards me? But Lord Vishnu said, well, hang on, hang on. I'm not responsible for it. I didn't give Mahaprasad to anyone. If maybe Lakshmi Devi who would have done it when I was not attentive. Lord Parvati asked, now I must get Mahaprasad too. I must get your prasad. So Lord Vishnu said, okay, I'll give you my prasad. No, not just me. I want all my children to get your prasad as well. Her children are the living entities. It is said in the Vedas that Lord Shiva is the father of the creation, the living entities, and Mother Parvati is the mother. So that means she has asked for Mahaprasad for every living entity. And Mahavishnu gave her the boon that, okay, in Puri, when I come there, my Mahaprasad will be distributed to everyone. Everyone can have my prasad. So in the temple of Jagannath Temple in Puri, in the inner sanctuarium, inside this temple, inside Lord Jagannath's temple, there is a temple of Bimla Devi. Bimla Devi is an incarnation of Parvati. After offering prasad to Lord Jagannath, the prasad is first taken to Bimla Devi. It's Parvati. and then taken out and offered to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva's temple is outside the Jagannath temple, whereas Parvati's temple is inside Lord Jagannath temple. And there Lord Jagannath's prasadam is distributed to everyone without any discrimination. It's whoever goes to Jagannath Puri can have Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. Normally only Brahmins do the worship in any temple. But in Jagannath Puri, the suburbs, they are the priests there. They are doing worship. Suburbs are lower class people. Like the Brahmins are the top class, and then the Kshatriyas, then the Vaishyas and Sudras. The Savars are lower than the Sudras, but they are the Pujaris at the Jagannath temple. Lord Jagannath is famous for, is known for three main aspects: Garva Ganjan, the destroyer of false ego, and Patita Pavan, merciful, and Bhaktaman Ranjan. So I'll tell you how, if you look at Lord Jagannath. If you've been to our temple, we have got Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra deities there as well. For a new person, it will look like that the deities are incomplete. The very large eyes, hands are not carved in properly, just a piece of stick sticking out, no feet. King Indradhuman constructed a temple and he wanted to install deities of the lordships there. And in his dream, he was told that three pieces of logs will come floating in the sea. Puri is at the sea coast. And you take that, those three logs, and you can use them to carve my deities. So next morning, King Indradhuman found these three logs. He took them home and he wanted to carve. He called carvers, sculptures, to carve the deities of their lordship. Many carvers came, but they were unable to carve. The woods were so hard, the tools would break. They could not make a dent in the logs. So came that everybody one after the other sculptures came and tried, but they all failed and went away. But one day, a very old Kava sculpture came and said, I'll try, I'll carve the deities, but one condition, that nobody disturbs me till I open the door myself. While I'm carving, I should not be disturbed. And if I am disturbed, if anybody comes inside and opens the door and disturbs me, I will stop carving. I'll go away. So the king promised, all right, you'll have your way. Nobody will disturb you. He put guards there. So nobody disturbs this sculpture, the Kava. And the king would come every day, the entrance of the place where the carving was being done, he would hear this noise of hammer and chisel, cut, 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 cut. And he will realize that something is going on, some carving is going on, the work is going on, so he would go away. But one day he came there and there was no noise. And he became very... he became very disturbed. What's going on? Where's the sculpture gone? Where's the Kava gone? Is he still doing his work? What has happened? He became very impatient. He could not hold on to his... He opened the door and went inside. And so there were three unfinished deities. No legs and ears, not even proper eyes or face. So unfinished, incomplete. And there was no sign of the Kava, the sculpture. He disappeared. The king became very, very disturbed, very, very remorseful. Why did I not hold on to my patience? Why did I become so impatient? Why did I open the door? Oh, what can we do now? What he was lamenting like that. How can I worship these incomplete deities? And at that time, Narad Rishi came in there and asked the king, why are you so disturbed? Why are you so remorseful? And Narad showed him what was the reason for being so disturbed. And Narad told him, no, they are complete. What do you mean by they are complete? There's no form of lordship in any way like this. No, Narad said, there is. I'll tell you when the Lord had this appearance, this form. How and when did he had all three of them, Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, when did they have this form? I'll tell you that next week. In the meantime, please come along to the Hare Krishna temple, have darshan of their lordships. The darshans will open from today, after the prayer. The Lord will come back at 1:30. Come along and see the lordships. Hare Krishna.